What's the difference between having fun, team chemistry, and making the most out of these practices in May? And making sure that the execution is there, the guys are learning to play.
Well, I think you kind of sacrifice some execution for just making sure guys are in the right place at the right time and prepared. You know, it's not going to be perfect. The pads are an equalizer, I think, for both sides of the ball in different ways. Offensive line-wise, it's easier to block when you have pads on. So you can't really make definitive statements about anybody up front without pads on. And same thing on the outside. You know, our defense likes to press a lot at the corner position. So put the pads on. We'll see how our receivers can get off the press, and it'll be a little different. Guys are different speeds and pads. So there's a long way to go, but it's the most important part is the mental part right now.
How do you decide how tough to be, like, say, the offense? Like, I know you like Trevor Davis a lot, but it looked like maybe he didn't quite do what he was supposed to on that one play, and your hands are on your hips. How do you go about kind of admonishing them and making sure that their confidence is still where it needs to be as well? Because it can't be fun to get yelled at or get in trouble with you.
Well, you got to test it out a little bit. You got to see how they respond to the way you, you know, you talk to them and you lead them and you get on them. Like I would tell him, I'm only going to get on somebody I care about and I think that can be a player. I'm not going to waste my time, you know, unless I believe in the guy. And I believe in those young guys. I want them to come along. I was talking with a friend yesterday about kind of a difference. There's a natural progression from no pads to pads to preseason, playing with the number twos and threes to actually playing in a game. So you have a long way to go as a young player. You have to be comfortable in these settings, and you have to be comfortable in a training camp setting. You have to be productive and comfortable in the preseason, playing with a lot of backup players, and then there's another jump. So we got to get these guys up to speed quickly. It's a different with the CBA the way it is. It's a different off-season atmosphere. There's not as much time to work with those guys. There's kind of an increase in the urgency level, and we got to get those guys up and going quickly. The way that we do things around here, we draft and develop. We don't bring in hardly any free agents, so we got to get these guys up to speed and playing well quickly.
As a player, do you think in any way that the way the CBA since 2011 is structured has been like a disadvantage for players? I understand some of the things that you guys as players want, but in some ways, has it kind of hurt teams or hurt players as they work, or how do you view it?
Well, I think it's different for an older player compared to a younger player. When I came in as a young player in 2006, I had a lot of time before the veterans showed up. I had 2 months, and it was vital to my success and my growth as a young player. You know, it's a little different with the way it is now. They come in later, and there's less time. The training camp schedule is different. You know, my first training camp, we had 2 weeks of double days, double pads. So there's kind of, I don't know if that's the right thing to do. I never thought it was necessary, but no, I think there's an increase in the learning curve for those guys, and they have to pick it up really quickly. What it does, I think, in essence, is just puts the onus on those guys to go home and study. And I think that's how it should be. If you want to stick in this league, you got to be self-motivated. So it's less time in the media rooms and more time you got to be able to learn on your own.
You're on the plate of Janis today, Matt. But what other things have you seen from him that has shown some growth in his game from last year to this year?
I think a big thing for all those guys is that the roles are clearly defined in the coaching staff. You know, we have Alex just doing quarterbacks, and we have Luke just doing receivers. So they've gotten some really good coaching. Having Jordy around all the time helps as well to talk through some routes and get on the same page there with the quarterback. But, you know, it's about route running and taking that jump in a comfort level out there. You know, it's when he can stop thinking so much and reacting more. You see the athletic ability. I mean, he's obviously gifted very very well with his athleticism, his jumping ability, and his speed, but he just needs to get to a level where he's not thinking as much and allowing his instincts to take over.
Is there value for you when you make a play with him in a practice like this? Is there any value in it for you? Confidence for him, or what about for you?
Well, I need to see it in practice. I've said it for a long time. I need to see this type of plays in practice. Had I seen that play in practice last year, I wouldn't have been so apprehensive about the Hail Mary at the end of the season when the ball was in the air. But no, those plays are great. Whether it's Jeff or Trevor or Geronimo making a play like that, or Jamel had a nice catch on the backside on Friday on a slant route. Ed made some nice plays. Those are all confidence plays, and we need them, whether I'm throwing the ball to them or whether it's, you know, Brett or Joe or Marquise. You know, those are important plays for those guys to get and make and feel better about.
Kind of back to Jason's question about there's so little time for these rookies to get up to speed. Does it surprise you at all that so many rookies have contributed year after year on this team? I mean, they've gotten up to speed, it looks like.
No, they keep them around. We don't bring any free agents, so we got to have our young players play. I mean, they do a good job drafting, and there's expectation when you come in. You know, there's a position for them that's up for grabs a lot of times, and they pick some guys who could step in and play.
Aaron, you talked in the past about how this is kind of the time of year that chemistry comes together for the team. I know that off season's not over yet, but any particular characteristics you sense with this bunch collectively so far?
I mean, it's hard to tell. It's early. I mean, we've only been here a couple months, and you know, I like the energy we got. You know, it feels younger every year. You know, a younger team. I know it's just because I'm getting older, and the draft picks are obviously younger, a year younger every year. But it's a good energy right now. I like the way we're practicing. I think the defense has really shown some good energy on the field and some confidence as the scheme is. Becoming more clear, and we're allowing Clay to get back to the outside. I think there's a very optimistic feeling over there that our young guys are maturing and our veterans are going to continue to play at a high level.
Aaron, we know what John Kuhn meant to this offense and how well he knew the offense. What do you need from Aaron Rutkowski this year if something doesn't happen with John? What do you need to see him do? Because obviously he can't be at that level, at least mentally, not yet.
Yeah, I just need Rip to be Rip. You know, I just need him to bring the energy he brings. I mean, he's a great blocker. And, I don't need him to be John Kuhn. You know, John was a special player mentally, and he obviously physically made a lot of plays for us. Rip brings a high level of physicality to our offense and great things to our special teams. I just need him to be the best Aaron Rutkowski can be, and that's going to be good enough for our offense some we can work with moving forward.
Aaron, last week, Randall was talking about how catching a ball from you is different than catching a ball from any quarterback he's ever played with. I think he was talking about velocity. Does that play into when you've got new guys in? Have you noticed that there's a different sort of process for getting those guys used to how you throw?
I hope so. I think I still wing it pretty good. A lot of times I'll throw them maybe a little extra hard one early on just to get them a little nervous about how fast it's coming. But no, I mean, it's a transition period for all of us. I have to get used to their body movements. They have to get used to the way I throw it and the locations I like and the spots. And that's what's fun about this time of the year. But again, when this thing ends here next week and we come back in 6 weeks, there won't be any grace period. It's going to be 100 miles an hour running our offense, and guys need to really come back ready to play.
Maybe this is a bit of a stretch, Aaron, but as you've gotten a little bit advanced in your career, is there more, do you take more on yourself to get the young guys ready just because you know you don't have 12 years anymore? Maybe a bit more urgency on your end to get that done?
Well, Bill, I never thought I had 12 years as a young starter. Yeah, so I looked at it every year as I'm going to try and go all in on this year. And anything that I have to do to help any of those young players get ready to play quicker, I'm going to do. And so I'm going to keep on doing that. And every year is not guaranteed in this league. You know, the way our contracts are set up and the way that this game is set up, the physical nature of it, you have to approach every season as you're going to go all in that season. And hope you can stay healthy and keep it going after that. But you know, we're gonna go all in this year, and we're gonna ask a lot of our young guys. So anything we can do to bring them along and get them ready to play, we're gonna do.
Aaron, you talk about that draft and develop velocity. Would you like to see for a championship contender more free agents around here? Or is that an approach that you think just stick with and stay patient?
Yeah, that's not my department. My department is playing quarterback and playing the best I can play, and helping the roster that we put together.
At what point can you start talking to Mike about your plan for with an extra preseason game this year? I know they start planning early. At what point do you guys have that discussion about how much you may or may not play?
I'm sure we'll have it either this summer or when we get back for training camp. There's a lot of time between then and now. I wouldn't expect much of a difference from last year.